You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I have a little bit of a dilemma I need help with.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What about, man. I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Lisa.
You looked right at me when you said that.
Well, yeah, because I really, it's I need your opinion more than the guys.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys know I've had like a heel spur.
Yeah. You said you've been dealing with it.
Sorry. Yeah.
Lisa made Lisa laugh for some reason.
Yeah, your heel spur.
I have three things going on with myself right now.
Yeah.
I got tinnitus in my elbow.
Oh,
I got a heel spur.
It's jerking off.
And I got a shoulder blade problem.
Those are odd. Those are odd ones.
I know they really are.
Real weird parts of the body.
What happens when we work out?
It's it. Yeah, that's it. So all three things I'm seeing in chiropractor form. They're getting better, but one of the things they've suggested is that if I, because you know I love my flops.
Yeah.
Oh well,
you're
not
gonna give those.
It's all your flops, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's your flops' fault.
I love my. It's not my flops' fault, but it doesn't help.
Right. No, it does not help.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to continue to wear like you know flip flops and sandals, I had to buy special ones.
Okay. Like old man ones.
Yeah.
Orthopedic.
So I got a pair of black ones that I think are pretty under the radar. Like, you know, you wouldn't really notice, unless you studied them, you wouldn't notice that they were special.
Special.
Special shoes.
The brown ones I got, I believe, make me look like I'm a challenged man.
A tall, challenged.
Yeah.
Older man.
I'm wearing them now.
Well, you are. You're wearing them now.
Let me see these.
We haven't had a
boys.
Shoe dilemma with you
no,
in a long time.
No, we haven't.
I also didn't realize sandals could look challenged.
Yes, they can.
Oh, they can.
You
they
know
sure
the ones
can.
That they give... You know, it's real bad, and not to offend anyone.
Okay.
But like sometimes when people have physical disabilities, they get those gigantic lifts in their shoes, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know
what
you're saying.
That's what it reminds me of.
Very tall on the bottom end.
Yes, yeah. Something has gone wrong in the womb with their bodies.
Yes.
And they have to get special shoes made.
Like one is taller than the other so that it balances them
out. Right. So one they have like a 1 foot heel or whatever on one side.
Right. That's a big difference. Your body would really hurt.
It would.
Yeah.
Like it would. It's probably like more like 3 inches to 1 inch.
Sure, but it looks gigantic.
Yeah, but it does.
And that's the feeling I get from these.
Oh, man.
They're probably thicker to give you a little more support.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they
are.
Yeah, those are big, dude.
Those are thick.
They're nice very Jesus-y, thick in the, dude.
Yeah.
Very
well,
Jesus-y.
He loves the Jesus sandal. That's his style.
No, that's not too bad, though.
That's his style.
That's his style.
That's not my style.
It is.
My style isn't Jesus.
No, it is.
Jesus
style.
Jesus is not my style.
Jesus/gladiator.
That's his style.
I like to look like my Lord and Savior every time I walk out of my house.
On his feet. On his feet, 100%.
Yeah.
On his feet, 100%.
Yeah,
exactly.
What is happening?
It's really not, but that's funny. It's just your shoes. That's it. Yeah, you don't really have Jesus
Dave
style.
Dave gets on Amazon. Opposite. He's like Jesus fashion.
Listen, he had gladiator sandals, and
those aren't too bad, man. That's like. You're worried that it makes you look like you got the shoes that for people with the one little leg and the one big leg?
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I think they look fine, Dave.
I think they look fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't think it's that bad?
No.
I don't think it's too bad.
No.
You can tell it's not just a flip-flop.
Right. They just look like adult sandals to me.
It looks like adult
sandals. Like some dad sandals. That's what it
dad
looks
sandals.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
Sandals.
You got dad sandals.
That's good. So it gives you a little more height, huh?
Well, look at that. Look at that back end on it.
Yeah. You don't need any more of that.
No, I don't need height. But it's.
So you need support.
It's like a high heel shoe.
It really is high heely.
It is high heely. Yeah.
I don't need
heely,
high heels.
Like a wedge.
Yeah, it's more
wedge. Yeah,
wedge-ish.
It's a wedge.
Got a
Dave's
nice
got
strappy wedge.
My
Jesus
kids.
Wedge.
My Jesus wedges. Anyone seen my Jesus wedges?
Listen, my spur is really killing today. Somebody, kids, find my goddamn Jesus wedges.
What is. What's the timetable on this spur of yours?
Well, my chiropractor, I go once a week, and he said about 6 weeks he should be able to.
Man.
So we're 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
And it's better, but it's still sore. If I work out, like, so I haven't been able to do cardio like I normally do for like.
Can't you do elliptical?
It still hurts.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, wow.
It still hurts. So I've gained about like 8 pounds because I haven't been able to do my cardio. So now it's really aggravating me.
Yeah.
Now I got to get back at it. So
no bone spurs for me, Andy.
Yeah. No, I got no bone spurs.
You don't like my shoulder blades? Fine.
Yeah, I'm not even loose. That like really that. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I'm okay.
You don't even stretch.
Yeah, because I've not done constantly. Anything. My bones are in perfect condition.
They are?
Yeah. Mm.
Wait a sec. Okay.
I got a bad knee, but the greens have bad knees.
Do you think that...
Lisa's really...
Possibly... Yeah. That you don't know how bad your body hurts right now because you're medicated.
Oh, wow.
That is
the heart of it. Mm. It's like, our own Barbara Walters.
I don't do a lot of painkillers.
No. You know? But alcohol or whatever, I'm just saying, like, because when I drink, I don't feel a thing.
Yeah.
I feel great. If I could just drink every day.
Yeah.
And you are generally.
I'm not saying you drink every day. I'm just saying, though, you probably
CBD,
do.
CBD. Yeah.
You partake a little bit more than I do. So you probably don't feel everything yet.
Probably not.
Give it a few years.
I don't know. I just know that the inside of me is rotten away.
You know
what I mean? Like, I know, like, I've been beating up my lungs. I feel things like that. My back sometimes when I sleep is a little rougher.
But you don't have to stretch.
I've never found weed to be that much of a painkiller.
No.
Booze is.
But I haven't been rocking and rolling like I used to with the booze because it's like Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too goddamn fat to party anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Do the stuff with no calories, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. But the like gummies and stuff, that those are more like, I'm not feeling much.
That's nice. I like it.
But it's weird. I'm at the point now where I like know that in like 5 years I'm gonna have spurs and my ass bones are gonna be out of place and my knee's gonna be jamming.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be one of those fat guys with a knee brace. Like you got a sports injury, but it's just from life. So
that's good. You don't feel any pain.
Yeah, but it's because I do nothing. I sit. I've been sitting.
Yeah, but sitting is it hurts.
Yeah,
it takes
sit
a toll.
Too long.
That
everything
takes a
sucks.
Toll. Not when you're used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. See, I've conditioned myself to sit.
Exactly.
I'm like an Olympic sitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is some truth to that.
So anyways, if you see me out on the streets rocking special sandals, that's why.
My kids didn't dare.
Special sandals. That thing I bet your kids hate those sandals.
They think they are the worst. They wanted to throw them out.
Yeah. You got to just start calling them sandals. If you call them your special sandals, that's bad.
Yeah.
They look special.
Jesus wedge sandals.
Yeah. I don't want to look like a weirdo. Just give me the Jesus wedges.
I guess there will come a point, though, right, when you just have to abandon flip-flops. When you have to start wearing them and then you look like you're 100 on your feet.
Just wear regular whatever.
Just go to the normal
Nikes or whatever.
The normal progression into deck shoes.
Yeah, deck shoes is where it goes.
Deck shoes.
I'd wear running shoes over deck shoes.
James, you feel pain, right?
Every day.
You got the James back pain.
James.
I actually do see a result with my little CBD.
I know someone who's having back pain with. And
my thing with CBD is I know it's good and does stuff. But I've bought this like CBD water at places and literally I'm like, I think it's doing something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's the thing you can't really tell. Yeah.
But yeah, I've almost eliminated flip-flops out of my wardrobe all summer just because it hurts my back, not having the support. So if I do have flip-flops on, it's like to walk around
the
house.
Do you want me to order you a pair of special sandals?
You'll match.
Jesus Wedge Twins.
Yeah.
We'd be spokespersons for the Jesus Wedge Company.
Dave and James and Jesus Wedges.
They can't believe they sold a couple.
Yeah, we can be like the yin and yang guys. You know, Dave could be the good guy. I could be like the bad guy.
Someone
part of the Jesus Wedges.
Someone walked in. Into the shoe company, and they were like, "Here's the idea that I have: flip flops for the elderly." And they were like, "Guys, no elderly person is gonna buy them." They were like, "Maybe," and then Dave did.
But no, but there's lots of people my age that have foot problems that still enjoy a nice flop or a sandal.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying, you should analyze that.
Dr. Scholl's makes a nice flop. My dad always had I think he's had a pair for 20 years. These Dr. Scholl's sandals.
I had some. It was supposed to be like made for comfort.
Yeah.
Ones. I hated wearing them.
Yeah.
I had them on
my
for
dad
about
loved
a minute.
Socks and all.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He doesn't care.
Socks.
He'll kill you. You say anything about it.
Well,
do what he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. But back to like my body problems is that like I got like fat guy problems, right? Like I'm like, I better cool it with the red lines. I'm like, my heart's a beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like things like that. I'm like, well, that's a tingle I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not so much the manual labors put my bones and muscles through stress. It's just my heart's like,
yeah,
dude, what are you doing?
Marathon a day.
Yeah. It's like you've got the heart of a runner.
Yeah. All right, let's get to know each other a little bit better here.
We know each other, but there's certain things we may not really know.
I gotta take off my clothes, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, James.
I know every inch.
You draw a map. Map to my heart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Kevin Smith made a big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
He is partnering with Netflix.
And the Masters of the Universe.
God damn, it's cool.
For a new He-Man series.
Prince of Eternia, yes. Defender of the Secrets of Castle.
I hope they give him a better haircut.
I hope not.
You want him to have the actual He-Man haircut?
You want the same haircut?
I want him to have the He-Man hair.
The new series titled Masters of the Universe Revelation is going to take place in the Mattel toy-inspired world and will focus on some of the unresolved storylines of the classic 80s show. Kevin Smith will serve as showrunner and executive producer. He said, I am eternally grateful to Mattel.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix for entrusting me with not only the secrets of Grayskull, but also their entire universe. He said, in this one, we pick up right where the classic era left off to tell an epic tale of what may be the final battle between He-Man and Skeletor. Brought to life with the most metal character designs powerhouse animation can contain in the frame, this is the Masters of the Universe story you always wanted to see as a kid.
Sweet.
Yeah.
He's going to do a good job with it, finally. They had a new Masters of the Universe cartoon for a while, and it just didn't...
It wasn't
that great. But they were trying to make it more edgy and stuff. I think Kevin Smith will do a great job with it.
It's one of those weird things that was created just to sell toys, right? Like, it wasn't like a cartoon first, and then they were like, listen, we've got this idea for toys, and we need to come up with, like, a story. A
psychological experiment. They realized that, like kids like having the power, so that's how it all was inspired. Like, they wanted to be the boss.
Right.
So that's how they kind of conceptualized it. There's this like toy documentary on Netflix I watched about.
Oh, is that that?
But
toys
they would
thing?
Like these guys would just get drunk. And they'd come up with like bad guys for He-Man, and they were, one of them would end up being Merman, but his first name was Seaman. And they were like, we better not just go.
No,
call somebody Seaman.
You don't want kids playing with Seaman.
Yeah.
No.
Seaman.
When did that run?
80s, right? 80,
80. 81 to like probably 80s.
Because I had the Castle Grayskull play. I'm trying to think, was I too old for that at the time?
You're never too old for the Castle Grayskull game.
No, you're never too old for that.
Dude. I never got into He-Man, collecting He-Man, because I was a G.I. Joe guy. And I felt like collecting He-Man was like
both?
Going against what I was about.
You can't do both?
He's a little nerdy.
I like both.
Well,
yeah, as a tiny little like nerd, both. You thought that way?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. I've always been
I think they were
a snob in that
Joe,
way.
Though. G.I. Joe was way
well, I was like,
more popular.
I was like, G.I. Joe? I had every G.I. Joe. I mean, any scent that I managed to get my little hands on, they went straight to G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
But then also Transformers. So those were the two that I was into. And I also didn't like GoBots because I was like, they're just trying to rip off my Transformers.
My parents would always get me GoBots.
Every kid's
like, thanks a lot for the GoBots.
I'm like, I guess I mean nothing to you freaks.
You guys were the kids in school making fun of me because I had a GoBot.
I had all the GoBots because I live the same life as Andy.
Yeah.
Left a scar on me as a kid. My mom would be like,
here you go.
It's one of your Transformers. I'm like, that's a GoBot.
Jesus, I can't bring that to school.
And during show and tell, I brought a GoBot in, and I called it a transformer, and some kid called me out in the middle of show and tell.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm
scarred for life,
man.
I get it.
I understand it.
Like, I
would have called
you right up. I don't ever want to show my toys again.
I remember a kid having something called reformers that everyone made fun of him for.
Reformers?
It was like a cheap, like, dollar store version.
Reformers. I never had that. Yeah. I made fun of
him. So he was like, he was
That's
shunned.
Like cheaper than GoBots.
Yeah. No, honestly, it was. It was like the discount store version. Reformers.
Yeah, the
Reformers, more than meets the eye.
That would have been a dead ripoff.
I don't know about these GoBots.
You don't know
GoBots
about them?
No. Were like
they
the,
were like same. They yeah, were like cheap Transformers.
That's what it was, and they had their own little spin-off cartoon.
Yeah,
they had a cartoon
they
as well.
They weren't as cool.
Well, no, because clearly they only existed because Transformers were the cool toy, and then someone else was like, "We got GoBots though."
They had a show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was Hanna-Barbera.
And I haven't seen this intro.
Well, I haven't seen this probably since I was... Oh, yeah, look how stupid they are.
Listen to the song. Look at how they're exact copy.
Such a Transformer ripoff.
Yeah. Even as a kid, I was like...
Helicopter Blades on his back.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I hated the GoBots. God, the GoBots.
That's the guy I had, the red, white, blue one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was all Transformers when I grew up.
It was all just Transformers to you?
That's very lucky.
Yeah, I think.
You had people that cared.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did have people that cared.
That is. Those are people that cared. For me, it was like He-Man, then G.I. Joe, then Transformers.
Oh, okay.
Someone said Reformers were the Canadian discount version.
Stop it.
I was kind of thinking that sounded like a Canadian thing.
Reformers!
Wow.
They're reforming. How's she going,
Reformers!
Autobots rage their battles to destroy the evil forces of... The Recepticons.
Reformers.
The Recepticons.
Mischiefatron.
Maple syrupatron. This changes from a maple syrup bottle.
Oh, all the Canadians say, but one's a hockey stick.
One's a beaver.
Yeah.
And one's turns into a Timmy's cup.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons coffee.
One's a beaver.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be a cool new cartoon show.
There was no Canadian cartoon called The Reformers.
No.
Because that's amazing.
I don't know if there was.
The Reformers. There's going to be a band.
Well, they're just. I don't know. It's just all.
I don't know. That's too bad for it.
That's hilarious, though. I do remember, man, like being like, GoBots, you suck compared to Transformers.
Yeah, we all were. Everyone, even getting them. That's the thing. Like, I was with James, like, people would get me these toys. And it'd be like, I can't even show my face with this because I'll be destroyed. And I'd get fake G.I. Joes from
Oh, yeah, they had
people.
Those.
I'd get fake G.I. Joes, and I'd be like, oh, thanks.
Fake G.I. Joes.
Right in the garbage. Aww.
There was so many cool toys in the
80s. I just tortured them.
There was, like, something called Mask. Did you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
They were, like, they'd have helmets and these, like, battle vehicles, like trucks and things.
Wasn't that the fake G.I. Joes?
They were, like, kind of like, I think... trying to compete with G.I. Joe and Transformers. It kind of combined the two.
I was all about the real Ghostbusters toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always loved that Ghostbusters.
So the new He-Man coming to Netflix, no release date yet. Did a pit bull really fight off a shark to save its owner? We're heading out to California for this story. Here's the details from NBC Bay Area. Take a listen.
On a beautiful summer day, there are many ways to enjoy time in Bodega Bay. For James White, one Sunday in July, it was a little bit of fishing that brought him from his home in Rohnert Park. But what happened next? Well...
The first time I told somebody this, they're like, you're out of your mind. There's no way that happened. And then I show them the pictures, and I'm like, no, it absolutely happened.
It all started with a tug on James's line. One much stronger than he was expecting. James had a heck of a time reeling in whatever it was.
It was about 10 minutes. And about the first 5 minutes, I wasn't able to get anything. It just kept taking line. I thought I was going to lose all my line.
Once he got it into shallow water, James saw why. It was a seven-gill shark, like this one, a good 6 feet long, says James.
And I'm trying to get a hold of it to take the hook out. And as I'm trying to get the hook out, it turns, it pivots, and grabs onto the inside of my left ankle.
And in that moment, James went from the one doing the catching to the one being caught. The shark latched onto his ankle and would not let go.
There's blood everywhere. Like, it, the first bite punctured the artery. So, and that's what I knew. I'm like, okay, this isn't just going to be a little couple scratch. This is pretty bad.
James yelled to some nearby fishermen for help, but before they could make it to him, someone else did.
Good boy.
Darby.
Come on.
His one-year-old pit.
You messing with my dad?
James had left Darby in the car while he fished, but hearing James yell, Darby somehow managed to get the door open and race.
He opened the door.
Okay, did you hear that? He heard his dad yell, so he somehow managed to open the door and get out. That's crazy business.
James had left Darby in the cute car.
That is a cute
fished,
dog.
But hearing James pits. Yell, Darby somehow managed to get the door open and race to him.
Dad!
Grabbed hold of the shark behind the gills and started scratching the head, which made the shark bite harder. So I told him to back off. I said, no. So I kept trying to get it off. He grabbed it by the tail and ran up that way with it and pulled it off my leg.
And you can see little spots here where the teeth were.
James believes Darby's quick instinctual intervention saved his leg from even more damage, may have even saved his foot.
Come on, Darby.
And this dog, who James had affectionately named the House Hippo, has probably earned a new nickname and definitely earned a whole lot of love.
He's been a part of the family since day one, but now he's just a little bit more.
Let's see.
Another reporter.
Yeah, cut him off. That's awesome. We're good at that.
Good job, Dave. That's going to cut them right off.
No, they got some cool action shots of him, too. He's like, what's going on out there? Huh? You need Darby? Dad? Did someone call for Darby? Dad, don't worry. I'm going to open this door. Let go of my dad!
What a great dog.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. Some dogs are just tough. They're just ready to go.
Well, that guy didn't look like...
He's no slouch.
Yeah, that guy didn't look like no...
He's like, Darby, help, Jesus!
Jeez, my muscles!
My goodness! I'm 6'4" and 500 pounds, help! I'm all muscles! Darby!
Oh, well, good thing Darby was there.
I actually expected Darby to be one of those beast mode pit
right,
bulls.
Like pure muscle.
Like when it, you know, like I expected when I, because I saw him and I was like, this dog is going to be a pure
expecting like
steroid.
The clipped ears
just
running on the treadmill.
Yeah exactly. Right. But he was just like, hey, how you doing? I'm Darby.
He's like, I'm Darby. I kick it. Yeah. Don't you ever try to bite my dad.
No. He was cute. I thought he was going to be a beast.
Yeah. I feel like Jameson would try to react in the same way, but he's a 14-pound ball of fur, and he would just be shark bait. Right?
I think the shark would be like, Jesus.
That's the curly-headed little demon.
Or maybe the shark would react like we react to spiders. Like the shark would see Jameson.
What is it? And then it just make Jameson feel like he's even tougher.
Oh, sure.
Are you like, kidding? Yeah, I kicked a shark's ass one time.
Jameson's running around with little shark teeth next to him.
These are the ones I killed, Dad. Ain't that right?
Hey, he has that attitude for a 14-pound mini golden doodle.
Yep.
Jameson's like, that one's a bear. That one's a cougar.
Yeah.
Those three are sharks. He's fought off three different sharks.
Yeah, he would have fought off a cougar and a shark already. Yeah,
and a deer.
Stingy.
He went after a deer.
Yep.
So he doesn't
He's got antlers.
He's highly decorated.
He's got a room with everything mounted.
Oh, yeah.
That's my trophy room.
All my kills.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The man in the UK suffered horrible burns on his groin when he left hair removal cream down there for too long.
Done that.
This dude was left in agony with chemical burns after trying to groom his pubes before a date. William Bishop is his name. This left him with blistering open wounds on his groin.
Been there.
He used hair removal cream. Now, there's a picture of the dude there. That's him in the hospital.
Yeah, I didn't have a picture like that before or after. But.
No, a 26-year-old guy admitted he left the cream on twice as long as the recommended time while getting ready for a date. 2 days after using the Veet cream, he went to the emergency room with painful sores. This guy is a property developer in England. He was admitted to the burn unit so doctors could repeatedly burst his penis blisters. Mm. And he's been in the hospital for 2 weeks now. This embarrassed guy who faces another 3 weeks in the hospital. Well, 5 weeks in the hospital from a pube accident.
Mm-hmm. I must have left mine on for about 4 seconds too long. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
He's not really embarrassed.
No,
he doesn't care.
Well, I guess not. He said he was getting ready for a date that night, so he decided to get prepared just in case anything happened. He's used it before, and nothing bad has happened before. But
he must have got busy doing something else.
He bought a different one this time. Normally, he uses the sensitive Veet cream that's designed specifically for bikini lines. This one he got was called body and leg hair removal cream, a stronger version. So he applied it to his groin, left it for 10 minutes. Longer than the 3 to 6 minutes that they recommended. Yeah. It was sore the minute he washed it off. But he said he realized it was too long. It started to sting, got increasingly worse. 2 days later, basically, he had burned a hole in his crotch.
Yeah, looks like Chernobyl down there. So
he also shared a picture of this, too, that's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. And it is, well, luckily pixelated. I don't really, can't really tell where that is or what's going on.
Oh, you can see the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's no good. It just looks like it's an open, giant open wound.
He said he can barely walk, sleep, or sit just because of where it is.
Yeah.
I can't believe he still went on the date.
Well, it didn't get that bad.
Yeah, like
it was just uncomfortable.
Like,
but it,
the time I've left it on myself too long, like I didn't want to go anywhere I just wanted to sit in misery. Like,
yeah.
I so made bad. The mistake of, and I should have read it, well, the time I did this too, we've all been there, I put lotion on, but it would apparently wasn't the right, like it made it worse.
Oh, you
I thought
like
I'd put lotion on. Yeah, I needed like something. I just grabbed Amber's like hand lotion and put a little.
Yeah,
that was a bad idea.
Oh,
yeah, then I had to jump back into the shower and wash that off as it started to catch on fire. It felt like.
Oh,
I just couldn't imagine trying to doing this. So, I know you guys all did it, but.
Lather it up, Mandy.
Putting
give it a
chemicals
whirl.
On my testicles.
Yeah, I've never used any of that stuff.
It'd be real easy with some clippers if I need.
When you've cut yourself real bad.
I like to get it real.
Me too.
Chemicals on my testicles.
Please welcome chemicals on my testicles.
And for me, it was like it's like the my bikini line.
Yeah.
God, my Jesus.
You got her. Yes, my water line.
Yeah. Lisa choked to death.
I knew she'd like it. I knew she'd like that.
Chuck's bikini.
She's like, oh my God, bikini line. It's so funny. Oh my God, he just takes care of his bikini line. Yeah, that's where I got burned, in my bikini line.
Yeah.
Right
okay,
in there.
So you didn't slap it like right on
no,
your
No, I'm not putting it right on there.
Okay, that's what I thought
it was like around. No.
That's what I thought everybody was doing around here. And I was like, you guys, this is crazy.
Oh, no, I put it on my nuts.
Right on.
I put it on my nuts. Yeah.
You know, because of Dave's story, I was like, well, I'm never doing that. But maybe I'll get the sides of it, gear it down, see how it is. Keep it away from the junk. But And I burned myself within 5 seconds. So I was like, forget that. I got a whole thing of it this much. I've used one little burn myself half to kingdom come.
You must have super sensitive skin.
I do, which is not, it's not recommended for me.
Beauty-ish pain.
I think technically it's not recommended for anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Some of us like to live on the edge when it comes to pube trimming.
Yeah, like none of them, they don't make this for your genitalia.
No, because not supposed
there's
to go there.
There's nothing marketed that you can apply to your genitalia.
Because America would melt the nuts right off.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just people continue to use it for that. Mm. For me, it's just there's so many little crevices down there. And this gets them all.
I just like, I mean, it's not going to look that great If I get all of them, I just try my best. I'm like, you're down there, lady. You know what's up. Yeah. You know you're not going to, you know it's nothing.
It's not going to be great.
Nothing to behold down there. It's going to be.
Putting chemicals down there.
No.
That's crazy.
That's real crazy.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. It is a bad idea.
People are still talking about different ones you can buy.
But either way, don't do it. It appears Chipotle has been serving food with something in it that has kind of got a little culture war brewing online.
Love.
Not love.
Don't worry, Andy. You can still go.
You can still go.
Okay.
Bay leaves have been used to enhance the flavor during cooking because so many people are dumb, they think they're putting regular leaves in there.
Regular leaves?
Like, Chipotle put a leaf in my food!
You know what?
They don't know what a bay leaf is.
I don't know how you do things where you're from.
What is this, an oak tree leaf?
But here, we don't just go picking leaves off trees, throwing them in our burritos.
I'm going to be honest. You guys can go ahead and go back to where you're from. We're going to put leaves in our food.
What's next?
You guys hop a fence and get here?
Picking leaves and putting them in burritos.
People are tweeting things like, kind of curious how I found this full leaf in my bowl.
Look at that!
From Chipotle.
Full ass leaf.
At Chipotle. Hashtag leaf.
That's so crazy. I'm trying to get some of that Chipotle money.
People are so stupid.
Full leaf right off a tree. Explain it.
I'd like to see you explain that.
A leaf. Look at him.
Were you making this burrito outside? Now, for those that don't know, and perhaps there are some, bay leaves are used to enhance flavor during cooking, but they're not supposed to be eaten. Some cooks try to remove the bay leaf after cooking so that no one accidentally chomps on it, but sometimes it's hard to find. Also, crap happens. Right. A few Chipotle customers, though, have been just disturbed by a presence of a leaf in their food.
I ain't eating no leaf. Not here, not near.
What else are you going to throw in there? Some pine cones and dirt? Maybe a caterpillar?
One person said, hey, Chipotle, did you just find this leaf outside and throw it in there?
He's so stupid, that person.
Oh, my God.
So sad.
And they're owned by, like, McDonald's. This is so bad.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you can still go.
What are you going to get?
Yeah, you get some flavor.
What do you want?
My burrito.
Oh, yeah.
They know it so well now, they don't even talk to me when they make it.
They're like, here he comes, burrito man.
Yep. Burrito, they know how I like it.
Well, if you go to Chipotle anytime soon and you do find a leaf, it's supposed to be there.
I'd eat a burrito right now. I'd kill a burrito right now.
The only thing that's ever made me wait to get a burrito is the new Tool song.
Right. Nothing else can do it.
Nope. It was the only thing. I sat in my car for 8 minutes.
Need to get a t-shirt with a burrito on it.
Just like that jerker?
Yeah, it's alarmingly close to the ice cream jerker.
You think that'd be a good move, Lise?
T-shirt tank top with a burrito on it?
Lise, it'd be funnier if you got a shirt with a burrito on it.
You gotta be ironic. If I get it, it's just like, yep.
The man loves burritos.
I do. I'm all about wearing how I feel. I got this Blizzard t-shirt. All my head shirts are either Tool or burritos.
Chuck would get a Blizzard shirt. Yeah. I'd get a Krispy Kreme shirt.
I'd get a cake shirt.
Yeah. Or cheese. Have a ton of Taco Bell.
Yeah. James already dresses like a Taco Bell mascot.
Have it.
I don't know why I have such trouble with the ladies. I wear my nicest burrito shirt.
You think so, Lise? You really think so?
You should get a shirt with a burrito on it.
No. I got a polo shirt with a little embroidered burrito.
You know what? Honestly, that actually is cool to me. Yeah. If it was just a straight up look like it was a polo shirt,
but it had
a little burrito.
It's perfect.
Pretty solid.
Pretty solid. Right. So instead of like the polo or Lacoste, it's just a little burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
Little burrito.
Yeah.
Good idea.
What is it?
My tiny burrito.
It's my tiny embroidered burrito.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.